All right. Hello, hello. Tyler Braden here. I hope everything's going well. I wanted to follow up on a video from, I think, last week or a few weeks ago, which was Y Combinator and their recommendation to founders based on the current market conditions. Basically, this doesn't look good. So I put a video out about that. What I like to see, Tyler, a little bit of advertising here, popping up on Google if you type in this Y Combinator warning letter, and sort of posted this, and I have the actual original email here. So a lot of recommendations that were made, how bad it will get, things don't look good. You know, you're probably not gonna be able to fundraise again, need to have at least 24 months of runway. The metrics that are changed, the metrics have changed for you to raise different rounds. Focus on profitability, cut costs, make this lean, all these, you know, wonderful advices that then many people sort of went to say, hey, Y Combinator, the reason why this circumstance has been made, you've inflated the valuations of companies through the model that you've done, where there's been companies that they got the check from YC and then they're going to raise at a 50 million valuation with almost nothing, you know, no product, barely any customers, et cetera, et cetera. Some of those customers might even be YC alum who are then helping boost that and inflate it further. So lots of skepticism around this entire thing. What I thought then was interesting was this post that was floating around. And I don't know if Eunice here was the original creator, because I saw this on a couple profiles, and I think she actually credits David. I don't know, again, if he was the original person who shared this, but basically it is the anti-Y Combinator memo. And I think this is a really fascinating thing that took place, where after this YC letter went out, that was a signal for investors, that was a signal for founders, that was a signal for companies to make changes in their path. And in that case, we've seen a ton of layoffs, we've seen hiring freezes, we've seen companies just crash under the pressure of this, and I think we'll continue to see that. But you can see the power and influence that Y Combinator has in this sort of market when they put out a note that's in depth that then gets shared everywhere. And so here is the anti Y Combinator memo. And basically talking about how we live in extraordinary times. Yes, markets have adjusted, but that is the valuations that they should be. And I've seen this over and over again. And I remember, you know, as we looked and, you know, got approached by investors and we're talking to investors, you know, had friends going through this journey, some in very high growth, but high risk markets with not much to necessarily show for it, asking for ridiculous valuations. And even at the time, we were pretty conservative with the valuation that we were looking at, because maybe we don't come from this sort of Silicon Valley, place where these valuations are so high, or the money that you raised is so high. Also, we've seen, you know, the consequences of raising at too high of a valuation, raising too much money, the expectations that are put, the returns that are expected, all the downstream consequences that when you really start to study and follow the journeys of companies, not just in the initial boost of, hey, we just raised a big round, but you look at 2-3 years later, where are they? You start to get a little bit more skepticism. And I remember one of my first ones was even looking at 500 startups when they sort of approached us and looking at their portfolio, and it just started to click through the websites and to see, you know, how these companies doing. And almost all these websites went to dead links. I said, oh my God, most of the companies they've invested in have just failed. And not even have they just failed and are just operating, you know, in this sort of what they would call zombie mode, whether break even or profitable, they're just gone, because they'd rather see them wiped out than operate, because there's no return. And if they, you know, if they crash, then they can write it off as a tax return. I don't know the exact mechanism in there, so don't quote me on that. But the sentiment I've heard is we'd rather see you fail than become a zombie company. And so this anti-YC memo comes up and sort of talks about, hey, what we were just in was an anomaly. Here's what is the current conditions and sort of what it should be. So market is thriving, unemployment is down. Now there are challenges to this. So we'll see about, you know, how people feel about this anti-YC memo as it starts to spread around, and there's already a ton of comments and stuff on it. Early stage funds continue to deploy capital. Yes, we've seen that. Now there has been some signals now that is also getting decreased right now, and it is starting to hit these early stage companies, that it's happening at fair valuations. Fair valuations in a way are good for everyone, and it sets people up for success even if it feels like you're selling off too big of a part of your company at the stage you're in right now. Enterprises are spending more money on software. So this is interesting because I know, you know, as this advice has come, we've actually started to look at software where we're spending money and find ways to cut unnecessary software. So I do think, you know, I'm not challenging this point specifically, but because we know companies are investing in AI, investing in machine learning, investing in products that are necessary for their growth and survival as a company and cutting costs and productivity. I guess what this maybe alludes to is that if your product's not doing that, then your product's not going to be good enough to survive in this environment. And then that early stage investors, yes, continue to deploy in startups because it's uncorrelated with public markets. Again, not necessarily agreeing on that point because, yes, early stage, that makes sense. Early stage, there's such a long run, you know, time to, for example, an IPO, that really the situation of today shouldn't impact it. And actually, if there are fair valuations, these investors should want to get in because there should be significant returns if they do make it through this journey and then go public or get a large acquisition later. And then there's more angel investors because there's different sort of vehicles to invest than, you know, before the pandemic, which I believe is true, although we've seen things like different mechanisms of investments not necessarily work out. SPACs are one that doing, again, this is not necessarily angel investors, so it's different, but some of these vehicles haven't necessarily been successful. And then just a couple of advice, set North Star metrics. Make sure that you're achieving your growth metrics, regardless of what the market conditions are, and then focus on serving your customers instead of looking at the competition. So I think those are just general thoughts that are, you know, just good, probably good things to follow. And I just thought this was worthwhile sharing. You can see a lot of comments, you know, founder view, sort of people sharing where like investors are coming to them and pressuring them to take capital at 50% off valuation, making sure that they're extending runway. And, you know, investors in this time, a lot of them who have had their own losses are trying to take advantage of this. And I think when YC and all these investors start to share this message, it becomes a little bit of a contagion of messaging, but it also works in their favor where now they're investing in companies who still have massive opportunities to scale and produce significant returns at you know, a lower valuation than they would have taken. And so their percentage of the company that they own is going to be higher, their growth or their return is going to be higher. And they need to do that, especially if they've been investing recently and their returns are not looking so good on their funds. And obviously these might be different funds that they're doing it, but their reputation professionally does rely on them getting in early on companies at a low or fair valuation. So lots of people, you know, sort of commenting and giving hurrahs on this, people tagging Y Combinator. And just generally, I thought this was sort of an interesting thread and comment on the state of it, of the world today, the state of startups, the state of SaaS companies. And, you know, I'm interested to hear what you think. If you are following this, where are we? Is it YC right? Is the anti-YC right? Is it in the middle? Is it different depending on who you are, what stage you're in, the company that you're at, what are you B2C, are you B2B? You know, what are your thoughts on this? Would love to hear. I thought this would be an interesting way to share some insights on what we're seeing from a top level view of people who are investing at, especially at an early stage. So thanks for checking this out. If you're on YouTube, whatever, do the like, the comment, the subscribe, the stuff like that. LinkedIn, send me a note, comment. Love it. Appreciate it very much. Hope everything is going well. This has been Tyler Bryden. Bye-bye.